you take care.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to QRT and have a nice relaxing in my backyard and in the shade, and that'll be great, and prepare my supper for tonight. So anyway, so I'm very happy to talking to you, Henry, today and this morning too. So we'll see you again tomorrow morning. So thank you so much for your US. I would like to say to hello to Tim, but I think he's pretty busy right now, so that's all right. No problem at all. All right, Henry, so we'll see you later. All my best for you and your family, everybody. Thank you for QSO 73. See you tomorrow morning. VE3IHRY-B5 Alpha Lima. I will be clear and QRT to the final, Henry.
Okay, Pierre, take it easy. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and I'll try to do the same over here. I'm going to get back to my coffee and my show, VE5AL, VA3HLY. 73, Pierre.
Henry, 73. V3HRY-V5-Salima will be QRT. 73.
VA3HOY. VA3HOY, Victor Echo 5, Sir Delta.
This is VA3HOY. I believe there's a station calling. I wasn't near the radio. I just walked away from it. So, yeah, I think it was a VE5. Go ahead, VA3HOY.
Good afternoon, Henry. VA3HOY, Victor Echo 5, Sierra Delta, returning. Yeah, I was just going to let you know that the Nexus program does have a phone function. It has a lot of really cool features to it. And the analytics for propagation is very good as well. And I'm not a super digital guy, but, you know, I understand what you said about the FT8 and FT4. Yeah, there's, I think, about 15 different modes that you can do with it, like SSTV and all that kind of stuff as well, but you might want to check it out if you do operate HF, because it does have a really great integration with depending on your radio and stuff like that, and logging and all that kind of stuff. It, I'm not sure if you used Ham Radio Deluxe and a lot of those kind of programs, but this is one of those freeware programs that's heads above a lot of the programs that are out there. Even though it may look like it's centric towards the digital modes, just thought I'd let you know. I'm more of a voice guy, rag chewer like yourself, over.
Well, I can tell you that I am 100% rag chewer. That's pretty well it. And not very often, because I live in a building where no antennas are allowed, no nothing. I don't even have a balcony on in the unit that I live in. So I do everything mobile. that means setting up my screwdriver. If you go to QRZ, you'd see why. That means, and also setting up the radio and everything. I've made everything to be removed from the van. As of the moment, right now, there's nothing in the van that could be taken. Actually, I've got, I can't say that over the air. Yes, I can. Yeah, I've got the screwdriver laying on the floor of the van. No radios whatsoever. I think I copied your call sign incorrect. ZE5 Sierra Delta, correct? Over.
Yes, you are correct. It's
I heard some key ups. I don't know what's going on. VA's Rachel line.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what the key ups were either. But, you are correct. It's Victor Echo 5 Sierra Delta. Victor Echo 5 Silver Dollar Silver.
Silver dollars, I like that. Yeah, I'm on your QRZ page, and that is one nice setup of that shelf. Holy smokes, what do you do? Holy smokes, I'm trying to zoom in, and holy smokes, Derek, you're really into this. I bow to you, VA3HLY.
Very good. I'd like to tinker around a little bit with the radio stuff. And, it's always changing. The racks and stuff like that. Guy out of trouble. Kind of curious. You mentioned the screwdriver antenna. What did you homebrew the screwdriver antenna, or is it a commercial version? Over.
Yeah, it's a commercial version. A little story behind it. It's a High Sierra antenna. Does 80 to 6. At the time when I got it, I was at work, and I had brought in a QSC magazine when they were being printed at the time. Anyway, and a coworker saw it, and he says, "You're a ham radio operator." I said, "Yeah, are you?" And he says, No, I'm not. But I've got an antenna at home that was given to me years ago, and I want to get rid of it. You want to take a look at it? I said, sure. You know what it's called? He says, I have no idea what it is. It's big. And I thought to myself, ooh, a big antenna? It's got to go for HF, you know? So I went to his place a few days later, and it was a High Sierra sitting there in the bubble wrap. There's a whole story to it, but he told me to give him a couple of cases of beer. I did, and got a free High Sierra. Got a mount built up by a local fabricator here in town to my design, and all I needed was to buy a new van at the time. So in 2014, I bought a new van and put it on, and that's what I've been using ever since. Absolutely enjoyed the antenna. Go ahead, Derek.
Wow, that's a cool story. You call it your 2-4, the 2-4 pack. That is cool, yeah. Very good. Yeah, I love HF mobile. That's probably one of my favorite modes. I've been a ham since the 80s, and still love working HF mobile. Back then it was an FT-101B. And, I think it was a spider antenna. It was open. I used to run an 8-foot whip, an old Oldsmobile Omega. And I drilled a hole to put a mount for an 8-foot whip on it, and tell you, it was worked out pretty well on 10 meters. And of course, the bands change and stuff over time, but just absolutely loved mobile operations. And it still amazes me to this day how well a mobile station can work. Work DX or whatever. It's one of those magical modes to off its mobile. Over.
Oh, Derek, I absolutely agree with you. There's something magical about doing HF mobile. Whether you're parked in a driveway or driving down the highway, and being able to talk to someone DX or just a few hundred miles away with nothing in between, unlike what we're doing right now. There isn't infrastructure in between us. I think it's called the Internet. But with HF mobile, there's nothing except it's antenna to antenna, and the only thing in between is called an ionosphere, But it gave me a lot of satisfaction, especially when I got into it first. So you've been in it longer than I have. I got into it early 90s, and that's when the bend was, conditions were really, really good. And I remember when I first got my 706 2G and installed it into the van at the time that I had a Pontiac, and put up an antenna on it, and from the driveway of my house at the time, I got into Brazil. Just blew me away. And after that, it was country after country after country, and I thought, this is too easy. Well, all countries were new to me, of course, and conditions were so hot that you could just dial the VFO, and you got a new country kind of thing. That's how good it was. I haven't seen conditions that good since the early, mid-90s. I'll say mid-90s. VA3HOI. Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, you're so right. You're so right when it comes to that. I think we had a few weeks or whatever, I think, in the last couple years, but nothing sustained like it was back then. Yeah. It's interesting. You look at the sunspot numbers and stuff like that, and this last cycle was supposed to be better than that one in the 80s and 90s type of thing. And, it didn't really seem like it compared. I had a 2-armor jump quad at 65, 66 feet around that same time period, and between the two of them, I was in ham radio heaven. When you weren't mobile, you'd pull the rig out of the vehicle, and you'd point and click with the quad, and worked the world. Yeah, it was phenomenal back then. I enjoy getting on All-Star, IRLP, Echolink, those kinds of modes, like on the systems here. But it sure doesn't, compare to the thrill of working stations on HF. Over.
Yeah, VE5SD. SanDisk, I like Silver Dollar better. VA3HLY. Yeah, there's pluses and minuses to all modes and everything else, That's why the hobby is so flexible, so vast, if there's something you don't like, you'll find something else in the hobby. That's why I stuck with it so long. And that's not at all in my personality to stay with one hobby for so long. I've said this over the year many times where I've had many hobbies and dropped them and, you know, stuck with them for a couple of years, maybe more, and picked up something new, something that caught my interest. And, you know, what's funny, I always had the interest in radio from way, way back when my dad, when we first moved to Canada.